John Panos, John McGrath, Troy Malcolm, and welcome to Million Dollar Agent, the Home Stretch 2018.
Morning, everybody.
Morning. This is super exciting, right? Episode number 208. We are still working remotely because there's a lot of travel happening around the grounds right now for the three of us. But I thought it was really important that we get this episode out on a Friday, which isn't our normal day either. But wanted to make sure that we had this conversation before the weekend and before we move into December.
And Troy, John and I are very fortunate because at the moment you remind me of the guy in that movie George Clooney, where he's traveling around the world with a briefcase going from airport to airport. You've got to be one of the most traveled people in the business world across Australia at the moment, John. I mean, do you ever see Troy, John?
Actually, we do, because we do quite a bit of stuff together, which is good fun. It's funny that we just found out that yesterday we were in the same town. We were both up at Gosford in different sessions with our Central Coast team, but neither of us knew, which is a pity because we would have caught up. But I think that's kind of part of the fun of the, you know, you can do too much travel, but I do think that travel in the right doses makes the job more interesting because you get to see different people, different places. And, I mean, it was fabulous yesterday seeing our Central Coast team. I had a small group in the morning and Matty Steinwade was there. Tom, you'd be happy to hear, front row centre at 1A, and he was, you know, I was delighted that he was there, sort of interested in the content, but he was also contributing to the team. And just one of the things that I've noticed, which I'm sharing with our team, is the amount of talented people that have zero or very little real estate experience is kind of very interesting. I think that often as principals or sales leaders, we tend to think that if we're looking to bolster our team or grow our team, you've kind of got to go to the sea of real estate faces, and that's often a good idea too, you know, if you've got some genuine connections. But I think the other thing is there's a lot of great people out there, and at the end of the day, let's face it, in my view anyway, real estate is relatively easily taught to the right people. You know, if you've got, and what's the right people? I think just good people with integrity and energy and the skills side of it, you know, which is kind of what you do at Real Estate Gym, Tom, and what we do through ARIC and Intel.
I want to ask you, what are the telltale signs when you meet someone? Maybe it's a waiter at a hotel. Maybe it's someone that you just run into that's a friend of a friend. What are three or four things that you see in their personality, in their attitude, in the way that they just appear to you? And you think, hey, you know what? You're not a real estate agent, but I could quite easily see you doing the qualifications, getting the necessary paperwork, and I actually think that within a year or 2 years, you could be a raving success. What are the things that you look out?
It's funny, Tommy. It's a good question. I think that there's an X factor in people, and I guess you can unpack it, and it's around energy. It's often around presentation. I mean, I think if someone presents themselves well, to me it's not about the aesthetic and, you know, be it attractiveness or whatever, it's about they make an effort to look after themselves and present themselves well in the morning so when they go out to play and do business, they actually, you know, looking their best. I think presentation, but of course the biggest part of presentation is not the clothes and the haircut necessarily. It's more about the energy and the smile and the connectivity. So, I mean, you walk into a cafe and we've all done it and everyone listening has done it. Most of the time, unfortunately, you're underwhelmed. You know, someone comes, they plonk a glass on your table if you're lucky, and they walk off and maybe throw a menu at you. But the really good ones, they come, they put the glass, they fill it up, they introduce themselves, they, you know, they welcome you, good morning, they're smiling. You can see they enjoy doing what they're doing. So, Tom, I think it's like in a, when I'm employing someone, you know, that actually is turning up for a job. I don't look at their resume per se, and I'm not even that interested to, you know, what did they sell last year, although that is a data point you want to know. I'm more interested in how do I feel when I'm across the table from them, because you actually want to feel enthused and excited and confident, just like a vendor. You know, this is exactly the same conversation in the head of the vendors. They want to feel energized, excited, enthused, confident. They want to be with someone that knows their stuff and someone that's got a certain enthusiasm, but also calm about them, because I think you've got to balance both, which was one of my points yesterday, Troy, in the smaller group that I was doing up at Central Coast. It was really about most things pertaining to success in the middle of potentially two extremes. So I think you can be too over the top in terms of your enthusiasm, where you actually lose credibility and you overwhelm people, but you can certainly be down the other end, which is too laid back, too casual, too low key, too low energy. And I think the really good people are in the middle. It's like follow-up, Tommy. You know, we teach, you know, through your real estate gym and through Eric and so forth, we teach things around, you know, you've got to be persistent, you've got to follow up. But you can actually be persistent to a point where you're a total pest, or you can be so laid back that you just cross your fingers and hope they call you. I think the thing is always finding that middle space. And whilst it's sometimes hard to articulate it, I do think at the end of the day, when you're in front of it, you feel it. And that's where I think our listeners have got, our audience has got to be getting to. You know, it's the feel of how do you feel in front of someone that actually knows themselves, and they're on purpose, and they're living a life of integrity, and they're passionate about what they do. That's the kind of energy I want to feel.
But John, as you're talking, it reminds me of about 4 or 5 years ago, an IT provider came in when I was working at News Corp, selling a technology solution. Let's call it, just call it a database for the purposes of explaining it here. But there was just this over enthusiasm to the point where I had this alarm bells, thinking to myself, is he really so excited about it? Because you can, I think, sometimes come across as just being too over-enthusiastic, where it's not believable.
Inauthentic and over the top, where so that's that sort of line. And I sort of corrected myself yesterday, Troy, because in the session I said there's a fine line, but I actually don't think it's that fine. I think it's well-defined, and I think you kind of know if you're in front of someone whose enthusiasm is so overpowering and so over the top it almost feels inauthentic. And you certainly know if you're with someone that's low energy mode. So, you know, I think that's the path to travel.
I always think, Tom and John, that, you know, even though we have worked in real estate for a long period of time, and a lot of our listeners, their career is real estate, majority have been in the career for a long time, or some new as well, I always try to relate it to other industries. And Tom, you know how you say you get oversold on certain things, whether it be a technology or whether it's a retail product or something that you've got on offer when you walk into a department store? I always try to relate that back to, would I want my clients to feel that energy that I'm just turned off by?
Yeah.
Because the competition isn't against all other real estate agents. Let's face it, the customer experience and what we're competing against is in the whole entire world, the likes of Apple, the likes of car retail brands. Their experience is what the expectation of now our consumers is.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say, Troy, for me, I was brought up in an environment where I got into real estate 30 years ago, and the early stages of the training that I went through, the franchise group I was with, they were all about high pressure, competitive, attached, aggressive, always be closing. And I remember, and I think Eric was probably the first taste of it, but then I began to realize, hey, there's another way to sales, and that is someone that is more intelligent, considerate, compassionate, not high pressure, not concerned on whether the deal comes off now if it's not the right time. And I think as the world has moved on and we're in, 2018 moving to 2019, I think more than ever, high pressure, competitive is being replaced by intelligent, considerate, compassionate, nice, take time, play the long game, no commission breath. What are your view, guys?
Oh, I think 100%. I mean, people have now become very aware of an overzealous agent, and as I said before, you can be following up to a point of being a pest. So I think the sensitivity, you're right, Tom. There was days gone by where people thought, well, that's just what salespeople are like. They're all high pressure. They're all over the top. They're all, sort of mega enthused, and they're all a bit inauthentic. I think nowadays, we're fortunate to have some on this program and work with many of them. There is a new type of agent. They're calm. They're centered. They're enthused. They follow through professionally, but they don't get in your way. They're organized. They do what they promise to do. So, I think this is the time for those agents. I mean, when you look at the REB 100 and I just look at our top 27 that are in there and I look at them, and each and every one of them to me represents a version, their own version of exactly that, you know, kind of centered, enthusiastic. So,
and genuine, John. I think the other part of that is they're very genuine. They genuinely want to help people.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, guys, this is going live today, so we're talking the last day of November. I'll ask you both, with 30 days to go before the end of the year, what is a great plan for people to be doing the first week of December? What are the sorts of things that our real estate listeners should be focusing in at this time of the year, December 1 to December 10? What are some of the things that come to your mind that are high effective actions? John?
Tommy, look, I just jotted down, knowing that you wanted to talk about this, just last night I was thinking about it and I jotted down a few things. So I'll just run through some of the things, and it's not necessarily in the next 7 days, but certainly between now and Christmas. Firstly is, you know, someone once said to me a long time ago, don't start the new year until you finish the old one. And when I questioned it, they said, well, you know, you've got to review, you know, were you on track? Did you achieve all your goals? If not, why not? Take responsibility and review, and, you know, we often call it internally at McGrath a personal audit. What are the things that are holding you back? And that was also part of my session yesterday, is I believe that everyone has greatness within, zero doubt. And I've seen greatness in so many, and so have you, Tom and Troy, so many different packages, shapes, sizes, genders, experience, no experience. But what are the, if you unpack it, what are the things that you're going to need to achieve your life's dreams next year? And then have a look at it and be absolutely brutally honest with yourself about things like integrity, things like organization. So many agents I come across and they're just damn well disorganized. And I just think, you know, really, you're kidding yourself if you think you're going to 2X, 5X, 10X. So I think, yeah, finish the year at some point between now and Christmas by doing a review of what went right. And if you've got a team, that review extends to the entire team, 360-degree feedback. What worked, what didn't? So I think that's really critical. Second thing I jotted down was get your 2019 business plan in order before you go on a break. It's a bit like the to-do list, Tom, the night before, you know, is more effective than the to-do list the morning of. Get your business plan. So what's your GCI commitment? Divide it by, you know, your commission by the number of sales, how many listings you're going to have to make, how many listing presentations you have to attend, the stuff that, you know, Real Estate Gym teaches your members all the time. And it's really about you need a plan for success. It won't happen. If you think you're going to 2X just by turning up and hoping that you're a bit better, that won't work. So
it's a plan, John. I mean, a lot of people get overwhelmed when they hear the word, salespeople hear the word, I've got to create a business plan. Are we talking about a long, detailed document? Are we talking, what are the main components of that plan?
Well, as Troy knows, and I call them one pages because in my world, anything more than one page is unlikely to be read by you or anyone else. So on a page, what does it look like? Who are your centers of influence? How many presentations do you have to sit in? How many do you have to get? What's your success ratio? What's your goal for days on market? And just a range of things that all will fit on one page or potentially just one PowerPoint slide, and that you can look at. And then you not only have to look at it, you need to track it and review it regularly. So I think business plan, really key. Some of the things, Tommy, just double-clicking on the sort of quick win, small things, ring every client you've got that you can, past clients especially, buyers and sellers, wish them well for the Christmas break. But, you know, you don't know how much business you're missing because people are not hearing from you. So, yeah, you have to be just getting in touch, saying, look, just wanted to touch base with you. I hope you and your family have a great Christmas. If there's anything I can do for you, you know, now or in the future, just let me know. But the purpose of this call is just to wish you well after the Christmas break and check in, see how you are. Some of them will be a 30-second call. Others might be a 3-minute call. And if I actually want to talk about doing some real estate stuff next year, it could be a 5 to 10-minute call. So I think just getting in touch with the people that hopefully like and trust you, really critical. In terms of getting ready for the next year, Tom, I also think you will have a much better Christmas and certainly a much better start to the new year if you can lock away, let's call it, 6 auctions for early February next year. Now, not everyone listening is going to be an auction agent, so perhaps for you it could be an exclusive listing supported by a marketing campaign open for inspection on the 15th of January. So have a plan and you say to your vendor, look, have a great Christmas. I'll be in touch between the 10th and the 15th. I've diarised to have your property open if you're okay with that on the 15th, because I want to get the new buyers, the early buyers. You know, Troy, we've found over the years, I know you agree with this, but it's always been my experience that the first auctions in the new year are amongst the best ever. That is, and they're generally, as you know, Tommy, early February, first or second week of February. So you generally start marketing the middle to second half of January. I find that there are great buyers who haven't bought up until Christmas. They go out and get renewed, reinvigorated. They get their New Year resolutions, and they design their 2019, 2020 plan themselves, and part of it is buying a beautiful new home for themselves. So I find an early start to the new year is really critical. Troy, did you want to?
I was just going to say, John, that, yeah, if you have your auction scheduled for the first weekend of February, which is the 2nd of February, you really want to be launching and having a big campaign kicking off, or at least having everything ready to go by the 5th of January. So it's not a big break this year. And obviously, you know, if you work backwards from that point of time, you want to maximize your exposure on all the websites, realestatedomain.com and your own property website. You can start to see how December is becoming crucial to those that want to have momentum in the start of 2019.
Tommy, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I interviewed Jason Panzer from Panzer Group. Yeah, and he said to me that this year what they were going to do is be doing their first week of their opens in the second week of January. They believe that they're going to give their vendors a competitive advantage if they're on the market in isolation versus competition, where everyone comes in sort of after that Australia Day thing. And that made a lot of sense. And I think we all agree that even though you've got this holiday period that people go away, the world that we live in, which is your mobile phone, is pretty much your TV, your TV these days. Whether you're at a beach, whether you're at a cafe, or you're sitting on a sofa, the tendency for consumers that are time poor and socially media savvy to be sitting and scrolling through realestate.com and domain.com and looking at property is higher than ever. In fact, the viewer numbers that these data companies say is that they have their largest months ever of visits on their websites.
Exactly. Couple of things. That's great advice from Jason, and through you from Jason, Tom, you know, early in the new year is a great time to be opening. A couple of things I also just jotted down. One is work hard until you're not working. I've seen a lot of agents, December ends up being a write-off because, they're going to long lunches and their Christmas functions every second night and they're coming in late to work and they're not, and they actually might as well be on holiday. So if you're actually going to work till the 20th of December, I would recommend strongly you work. That doesn't mean you can't have lunch with a friend or a colleague, or you can't attend the odd Christmas celebration, but don't make it a write-off. And then when you're on holidays, the opposite to that is make sure you're on holidays. You know, make sure you give yourself a proper break to renew. And I agree with what you've just said about the phone, Tommy, and it can be a curse or it can be, a distraction, entertainment. You can read. Nowadays I've probably got 100 books on my iPad, as I know you guys do. So wherever you are, you can just open up your iPad and you can scan through any number of books. I actually personally find development, growth type books, for me, they're a great relaxation. I enjoy the process of thinking about life and thinking about getting better and playing, so I don't find that work. I actually find that fun to do. So, yeah, I think take that time off, but go hard until you're ready to take the time off. And I would – the last – piece of advice I would share with the team, Tommy, would be make sure the day you're back. So I would plan, and Dr. Fred talked about this a long time ago, taught us. I would plan, if you're back on the 12th of January, I would plan from the 12th to the 17th or whatever the 5 days of that week are, for you to have a really busy week. So if you've got pipeline sellers that aren't yet ready to sell but they want to speak to in the new year, I'd start filling my first week of work with appointments. I'd say, Tom, look, why don't we set down a time now? I'll check in with you a few days before. So if you're still on holidays, that's fine. But why don't we say, let's get together on the 13th in the morning. Let's pencil in 9 o'clock. I'll come over to your home or office. Now, if you can have, again, 6, 8, 10 of those meetings in the first week, you're going to start the year fast. the reality of most agents, they come back to work, they've got an empty diary, they sit there, they kind of waste a few more days because they're mentally still on holidays, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's February and they're finding they haven't got a lot of activity. So lock in as many. I know Zach from St. George, Troy, he was telling me the other day that I think they're at 10 auctions signed. He's at 10 auctions signed for the new year already. So that's just an example of a young guy going for it, doing great work out in our St. George business, and wow, he's at 10 signed auctions for the new year. And we've still got a couple of weeks to go, right?
Yeah.
So that 10 might end up becoming 14, 15, who knows. That's an agent who's on purpose, who's focused, who's got a plan, who's actually getting ready. And I've got to tell you, if you've got 14, 15 auctions signed for the new year, you are guaranteed a successful 2020. So I'd make sure your first week is busy, but if you can, list at least half a dozen auctions or campaigns with marketing programs before you go on the break.
That is absolutely gold. I think there's a great template and a bit of a blueprint for all our listeners to focus on over the next few weeks so they can end up finishing a super strong 2018. Troy, is there anything else you want to add to that?
No, I was going to say we might cover this off again in the next couple of weeks because, John, you mentioned about books and how you like to read and you've got 100 books. I'd love to ask both of you in another episode, what are those books you're going to be reading over the Christmas break? Because I always like to get inspired and think, right, I've got a bit of extra time. What are the books I'm going to go to the bookstore? What are the books I'm going to go to Amazon and download as a digital file so I can read them over that break? So that'd be good as another episode, I think.
We'll be talking about that between now and Christmas, so stay tuned.
Okay. Guys and girls, have a great week. We will talk to you again next week where we're going to come back to you with number 209. Is that right, Troy?
That's correct, 209, coming up to that magic moment of 210 and then on our way to 250 in 2019.
Okay, with love to all our listeners, Tom, John and Troy, have a great week.
See you guys.